Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes. Today's title, Are Casino Gambling Coaches Ethical? This is episode 35, season 2. Yo 11 Minutes is mostly Vegas, no BS casino experience, and more. Michael Traeger is a casino and travel loyalty expert who also helps people turn their travel dreams into reality. And now, Michael Traeger. How's it going, Michael?
It's going great. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking. How's good intro.
I like that.
I do what I can. How's the travel business?
Travel business is all over the place and all over the world, but everything's been pretty cool.
Well, that's good.
A little bit, a few more things than I want to do, but that's okay. I'll work late again tonight. Problem is when I worked late last night, I went to the gym early this morning, so it was just very early rising. I'm fine working late unless I have to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That sucks. Yeah. No. Agreed.
But you know what? Life is good. So we just carry on.
There you go. Well, it is now time for the news and views. The iconic marquees of Las Vegas will illuminate blue today in support of Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. The luminous tribute will take place along the strip from 9 a.m. to 9:05 a.m. and then again from 6 p.m. to 6:05 p.m. The Fremont Street Experience will feature a special presentation at the 3rd Street stage under the canopy from 6:10 p.m. to 6:50 p.m. The marquee takeover was orchestrated by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Foundation to honor all of Southern Nevada's law enforcement professionals and recognize the contributions they make to its communities. That's it for the news, and now for the views. Michael, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are this is great. You know, it's I think it's tough being in law enforcement anywhere, and it's definitely got to keep you on your toes in Las Vegas for sure. But I think actually the law enforcement peeps in Nevada and Las Vegas in particular are shown a lot of support. So that's pretty cool. I'm all in favor of this. This is better news, much, much better news today, Movestro, than arresting people for selfies on the overpasses in Las Vegas.
I'm not sure how much support law enforcement will have if people start getting arrested for taking selfies on the pedestrian bridge.
It's not going to happen. Actually, I can just jump to it. Somebody did have a comment on that video yesterday. And, you know, this is what I love is when somebody starts a comment with Michael is right. Because I don't know if it's you or if it's me. I just assume it's you.
Because I just assume right. It's you because I just use Movestro as my name on here.
But it's funny. Is this just insanity to prevent people from just standing around on the bridges? Could this possibly be like what happened in New York with the Long Island man figuring out a red light camera was how the city was scamming residents, where it's to make the city more money? And I can definitely see that with tickets. You know, you always have heard about that, like with red light cameras and speeding tickets and mm-hmm. police departments that need to earn more money towards the end of the month or meet quotas. Though I don't think this pedestrian bridge is that. You know, I don't believe it's that. I think it's just ill-conceived. Like, I don't believe they'll be – could you imagine that? They'll be like, uh-oh, our quota for the month is to write 500 pedestrian bridge tickets. And then in the last week of the month, they're like, uh-oh, we're behind. We've got to issue a whole bunch of tickets. That'd be crazy, man. People be running over the pedestrian bridges.
That'd be crazy.
Don't stop, or we're going to ticket you.
You know what? They could always like set up a distraction on the pedestrian bridge, like have like a really good performer there, you know, like have Jimmy Fallon show up with a special musical guest, you know, just doing their undercover thing that they used to do in disguise, like in various places of New York, which just like, you know, happens to be there with Miley Cyrus completely in disguise. A crowd gathers around and cops show up and just ticket everybody. That'll do it.
But I do appreciate that comment. And I do agree that it is absolutely insanity. So we will see how that works. I don't think we're going to ever hear much more about this, you know.
We'll see what happens. That being said, it is time for the tease.
Okay, so today's topic is, are casino gambling coaches ethical? And this comes from that whole concept that I would hope everybody has this concept that you want to win in casino gambling. And there are always people who are claiming that they have an edge. And this isn't just in the world of casino gambling lately. You know, there are all kinds of people trying to sell you like how to make money setting up an Amazon store or investments or crypto and that kind of thing. And, you know, people are willing to buy, have been for years, willing to purchase systems, subscribe to services that provide sports picks, and even employ people to be their own gambling coach. Now, along with the way investment advisors often say it, you'll often see this caveat, this very important caveat that results are not guaranteed. So it's a true area with regard to, is this person or individual or company providing real expertise, or is it just fake? This is not an easy thing to necessarily always qualify. To me, and this is my opinion, but I think it's a pretty strong opinion, a coach or consultant who teaches you skills that you need to use is probably the most ethical type of engagement. This could be someone who teaches you to count cards and then tests you, helps you analyze and optimize your poker game, teaches you different pay tables on video poker and watches you play and critiques it. If you are just being taught a skill but not being guaranteed a result, I think that's a pretty ethical and fair arrangement. You might not improve, but you're paying to get better, basically, sort of like hiring a golf pro to assist you. This person might teach you, but that does not guarantee that in that instance, your golf game will improve. What really gets me, and I don't know, Michael, if you've seen much of this before, but the issue becomes when people are selling systems or advice that they claim will beat the system. This could be someone who claims for a fee that they'll show you or teach you which slot machines to play, and or someone who says that they will show you their system to beat Baccarat or win a minimum amount of money per day. That's a real popular YouTube one, like guaranteed system to win $500 a day. And many of these people protect themselves, protect in quotations, with an asterisk that results are not guaranteed. Yet, they contradict themselves by showing or alluding to guarantees. They might show the money that was, you know, that they won or records that they created showing the results of their gambling. In my opinion, you can't say that something is not guaranteed and yet pretend and sell the fact that it's guaranteed. I guess what I'm trying to say is that even though you put the asterisk at the end of something, if you're still pretty much so wink, wink, nod, nod, claiming that it's guaranteed, even though you put an asterisk that says it isn't, that really sort of gets at me. So I guess the thing is, can people beat the system? Yes, absolutely. Card counting is an absolute, a really hard absolute. This can be for blackjack or even other games, you know, with side bets. You can also learn other AP tricks like AP slots, learning how to play progressives, video poker that can turn positive. There's a lot of nuance. And, you know, a video poker player might play a slightly negative game perfectly. And still, even though it's slightly negative, that action gets them invited to tournaments or special drawings, which could have a lot of value. So what I'm curious about, but that's, remember, the small percentage. I'm curious, has anyone out there been tricked or scammed by a system or by another person when it comes to getting the edge on the casino? And if you want to be anonymous, you can send an email to tips@travelzork.com or reach out on Twitter DM. Of course, we will never disclose your name if you don't want us to. And I guess the other final thought is, I'm very cautious about discussing whether comp hustling is truly beating the system, since you can often still be talking about, because you're talking about comps and not cash. For instance, if you're playing a game that is close to a 1% house edge like Baccarat and your rating far exceeds your actual action, you can reduce a lot of things on a house edge with regard to how much in comps you earn. But is this truly beating the system because we're talking comps and not cash? Remember, a card counter wins cash. An AP slots player wins cash. So we're going to sort of dive into that tomorrow. So, Movestro, what do you think about this idea of people, you know, all over the internet trying to sell systems to beat casinos and the fact that people are still buying into this?
I see a lot of crap, dude. Just those 15-second ads, and there's always someone selling something. I've seen how to beat the slots. No, how to have a better edge and all this stuff. And then I also see how an AI powered Amazon store can do this. It's always that one freaking smug piece of crap dude that I can't stand, Lucas Lee, whatever the hell his name is. If I see him one more time, I swear. But anyways, I just can't stand him. Anyway, but
by the way, I'll interject that we're very carefully trying not to insult anybody.
Yeah.
Our lawyers told us to do that. But you know what the thing that's so funny to me is, I try to dissect this stuff. So when there's somebody saying, like, pay me an experience fee, this is the thing. This is the bro. I mean, honestly, some of these, like, quote, scams are absolutely fucking brilliant. Like, I'm going to sell you an experience with Movestro. And for $1,500, follow me here. This is experience with Movestro. For $1,500, Movestro is going to meet you in a high limit room and show you which machine to play. And basically, you're just going to choose the machine, and hopefully the person gets lucky. And if they don't get lucky, that's fine. And you're going to record all of this. Well, then guess what you're going to do? If you get like 50 people to do that, well, 10 of them are probably going to get lucky. You're going to get some good content, right? Oh, yeah. So 10 of them are going to think this Movestro guy is absolutely genius because he chose a top dollar machine and they're doing $100 a spin and they hit a bonus right away. There probably will be, for every one person like that, 25 who want to probably kill you. But if you do it, but you know, these things, these scams are just so easy to portray. That and people showing like big piles of cash and chips and guaranteed to make money, no lose systems. It's crazy. But what, it's like selling this dream, but it's people keep doing it. And if you think about it, if you could get people to pay Movestro a couple of times a week to give you the Movestro experience, ding, ding, click below, go down below for the Movestro, down below for the Movestro experience. You know, you can think how much money you could make if you God, that was bad. Okay. Anyway.
Did you really have to point down there? I mean, okay. Anyways. Here's what I'm thinking. If people – I've already come up – as you were talking, I've come up with the Movestro experience, and it won't cost people a lot of money. It won't be going to me, although I would require a captain and diet. That would be nice an appreciation. They can bring – they could bring $1,500, meet me at a high limit of anyone's choosing, put the $1,500 in, and then hit the cash out button, instant hand pay. There you go. Legit hand pay experience. They will come over and count out the money in your hand. You can lie to your YouTube followers and say you just hit it big, when in reality you triggered your own hand pay. I'll get a captain and diet. And we call it a day. I think that would be the Movestro experience right there.
Yeah, but what if the machine prints out a voucher?
No, some casinos will not do that. Most casinos will not do that. I'm just saying that because I've seen how they get programmed, and a lot of times they don't want a voucher or a receipt or anything. They want to take care of the hand pay and the paperwork right there and then. So, I mean, yeah, you might get stuck paying taxes on your own money. That was momentarily the casino's money, but then instantly became yours again. But hey, you get to say, hey, oh my God, I hit a hand pay. And you get to use a thumbnail of you going like this. And yeah, it'll be great. You know, you'll get tons of views just because you're covering your mouth. I don't know why that works on YouTube, but everyone covered. And it was like, you won't believe this happened. And it gets tons of views. I don't understand what that is. That should be our thumbnail for today, Traeger. Both of them go, like, we're completely in shock. Yeah, but Yeah, we're going to do that and watch the views just jump. Just watch.
Okay, we'll see. But, you know, circling back to this whole gambling thing, we got a great comment from somebody yesterday from Joseph about how he liked the topic yesterday, but how he pays a lot of attention to comps and tier points and all that. And he also pays attention to his bankroll for every trip. And that's really important. And he talked a little bit about how he's mixed in other games for his bankroll that are lower variance and get him more action with decent comp tier. But what's very interesting is, you know, he's looking to stretch his bankroll for the trip. So he's got decent action every day. But then in the last 20 to 25% or so of the trip is when he sets up taking a chance on something that he deems more exciting, like blackjack or video poker. And this is a great idea. And this is something I totally relate to. My favorite game to play is craps, but I know that baccarat and video poker are going to be much safer for me and much less likely that I might have a substantial loss rather quickly. So maybe I love this idea. Save your craps for the end of the trip, but, you know, concentrate on your other games earlier on, because there's nothing worse than, you know, having that, you know, bad side of variance hit you at the beginning of a trip and have a big loss on your first day, or potentially overplay your bankroll on that first day. And that's can sort of be depressing. So thank you for the comments. We always appreciate them and they're very helpful and they lead us to more conversation. And and if anyone has any creative ideas about the Movestro experience, you know, we're definitely all ears about the Movestro experience.
I think you already had a creative idea for the Movestro experience.
I think it needs to be refined more.
All right, before we get going, any final thoughts, any closing remarks, anything like that?
No, just that we love to hear from people, and this has just been one of these things about learning to, you know, about learning about casinos and finding an edge. And a lot of what I've been talking about this week with bankroll and we'll talk about tomorrow with optimizing comps, you know, that's something you can learn. That's something people can possibly coach you or talk to you about. And I think there are definitely things that you can learn. You can learn to play better video poker. You can learn the pay tables better, learn the strategies better. Same with blackjack and all of that. And I think there's nothing wrong with using software or maybe even humans to help you get better at your game with those kind of things. But the minute it gets into this whole situation where people are going to show you how to win, and especially if slots are involved in it in any way, you've got to be extremely skeptical because it's just not. But, you know, it's what I like to say all the time. What a world, you know, people keep doing that kind of stuff. And actually that's one of my favorite things to watch on YouTube is uncovering of scams. So that's all I got for you.
Alrighty. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, Travel Zork Travel. Visit us at TravelZorkTravel.com to plan your next amazing vacation. And please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily as all social platforms are at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time.